This first weekend in December is full of artsy events for you to attend. A chance to ballroom dance with a live performance from a high school band, and two stage performances, one a holiday classic, and the other, No Ghosts from Holidays Past to be found. Here's Sally Olson from South Burlington. She's managing director of the Bill Reed Voice Studio and also the lead vocalist from the Carpenters Tribute. And she wants you to know more about Hot Ball, a new musical at the Off Center for Dramatic Arts.
I think that people should definitely go to this show. They're going to love it. It's described as an apocalyptic musical set in the not-too-distant future and all-too-weird present. You won't be disappointed.
Hot Ball is Friday, December 1st at Off Center for Dramatic Arts in Burlington. Next is Jacob Edgar. He's from Charlotte and started the music label Kumbancha. And Jacob recommends an evening of ballroom dancing with the CVU Jazz Band.
It's that holiday time again, and you can swing into the season. It's a benefit concert for the CVU band program, including an upcoming trip to Costa Rica. Get together and dance to classic swing, jazz, and more for all ages. And don't forget to bring your dancing shoes.
Swing into the Season is December 2nd at 7 p.m. at L.A. Long Music Center in Colchester. And Kevin Cummins is a theater fan from the Middlebury area. He suggests a play that's running next Friday through Sunday in Middlebury.
Everybody is looking for something that both adults and kids can enjoy. But if you're like me, you're getting maybe a little tired of Scrooge and Christmas Ghosts or It's a Wonderful Life. So the Middlebury Community Players are putting on this great family musical that has absolutely nothing to do with Christmas. It's called How to Eat Like a Child and Other Lessons in Not Being a Grown-Up. The tickets are only $7, so it's cheaper than a movie, and it's a great way to spend time laughing with your family.
And here's Nessa Raven with her recommendation for another concert this weekend.
You can't go wrong with the Montpelier Community Gospel Choir and their fabulous band. These 50 friends and neighbors have been singing together for 23 years, and they really know how to rock the house and rock your soul, too.
Tim Yarrow is from Hyde Park, and he suggests a performance of The Nutcracker next Sunday.
Ballet Woolcott's annual performance of The Nutcracker. If your holiday season isn't complete without seeing a performance of The Nutcracker, or if you love to support the local community, come to this performance.
Ballet Woolcott performs the classic Nutcracker next Saturday, December 9th at 2:30 at the Highland Center for the Performing Arts in Greensboro. You can find details and links for ticket information about all of these events. Just visit vpr.net/arthounds.
Support for Art Hounds comes from the Vermont Arts Council, supporting the arts throughout Vermont. Find out more at vermontartscouncil.org. Art Hounds on VPR is adapted from Minnesota Public Radio News and is powered by the Public Insight Network. Our theme music was written and performed by Trio Gusto. Find out more at vpr.net.